Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. And we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Today, we have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding the neighborhood of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, subhanallah. And inshallah, in this topic of discussion today, we would be discussing what are some of those acts that will earn us to gain the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, inshallah. So stay tuned for that, inshallah. But before we dive deep into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our master Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, the person who will be closest to me will be the one who has recited the most salawat, the most amount of durood sharif upon me. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a great act of worship reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Through the blessings of Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I, we can become close to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he beautifully writes the commentary of this hadith, and he says that on the day of judgment, the person who will experience the most ease will be that person who is close to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means the means of, you know, attaining this nearness is abundant recital of salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith sharif, it shows us that reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an excellent act of worship, undoubtedly. As although paradise is attained through all other worship, recital of salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes one close to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us all collectively send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the intercession of his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we hope to enter Jannah, we hope to attain paradise. Yet we also hope that in Jannah itself, in paradise itself, we stay close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what can we do to fulfill this desire and become worthy of this magnificent blessing? So today, inshallah, we are going to discuss those virtuous actions that offer glad tidings of being the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's neighbor in Jannah. But first and foremost, let us begin with a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is Sayyidina Rabi'a Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu. he was a Sahabi, a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also one of the Ashab al-Suffa. Now, the Ashab al-Suffa were those poor companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who did not have much with them. So Sayyidina Rabi'a Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was one of the Ashab al-Suffa as well. And he remained in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, served Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also had the honor of accompanying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his residence and in travel as well. He would go with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he narrates, Sayyidina Rabi'a Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, I used to spend the night close to the room of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed water for wudu or he needed a miswak, then I could present it. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a habit. When he awoke during the night, he would say, Subhanallahi rabbil alameen, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. And he also relates that once when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke from his sleep, I presented water for wudu, I gave him a miswak, and whatever else he required. And then, do you know what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, Sal, meaning ask, O Rabi'a. And I replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you to make me your neighbor in Jannah, subhanallah. Although Sayyidina Rabi'a Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, although he had requested everything by asking to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the most generous of the generous. And the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displays his generosity, it is totally unmatched by anybody. Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhum had asked to be close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Ya Rabi'a, aw ghayra dhalik? Is there anything else? And the companion Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied and he said, Huwa dhaka, that this is all I want, Ya Rasulullah. That is all I want. Nothing else. Allah, Allah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was saying that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my only wish is to be your neighbor in paradise. And in response, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared and told him that you want to be my neighbor in paradise, then help me upon yourself with an abundance of prostration. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this narration, it is teaching us and showing us the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are so many lessons that we can gain from this narration. And by it we learn that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted the choice and authority by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted authority to bestow whatever he wills, to whomever he wills, whenever he wills, and in whichever way he wills. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companion Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that ask openly and without any restriction. In other words, it is as if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced and said that, oh Rabi'a, there are no restrictions, there are no constraints. Ask me for the world, I'll give it to you. Ask me for the hereafter, for wealth, for prosperity, for a long life. Ask me for happiness, for honor, for status, paradise, and for closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you ask shall be granted. Subhanallah, subhanallah. look at this authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why when we read the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find so many stories and so many narrations in which the companions will come, the ashab alayhi wa ridwan, they would come and they would say, Ya Rasulullah, I want this. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want that. I mean, look at this authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he split the moon into two. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the sun rise back to the time of Asr for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to perform his Asr salah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a baby, he would move his finger to the right and to the left, and the moon would be swaying in whichever direction Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated. Look at this lofty rank and status of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So definitely, only someone with boundless authority can make such an open offer, and that is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And since our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented this offer to Sayyidina Rabi'ah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with this choice and authority. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the discretion to grant anything to anyone at any time and in any manner Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chooses. That was one lesson we gained, showing the authority of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another lesson that we learn from this narration is that one should not feel shy or hesitant when asking from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this worldly life, when a person approaches kings or any wealthy individual, a person, you know, may hesitate, or a person may feel fearful, wondering, you know, if their request will be fulfilled. And a person may fear asking for a particular thing. Perhaps, you know, that will make the king angry, or that will make this wealthy person angry. So we feel hesitant, you know, when it comes to the kings of this world and to wealthy individuals, etc. But the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the most generous of the generous. When it comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no need for hesitation, dear viewers of Madani Channel. There is no need for shyness and no fear that a request will go unfulfilled. Subhanallah, look at Sayyidina Rabi'ah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He asked without any hesitation. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, oh Rabi'ah, ask. Immediately he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask for your company in Jannah, without any hesitation. And what did he ask for? He asked for the blessing of passing away with iman, passing away with faith, because one without faith will never enter Jannah. And he also asked for the ability to perform good deeds, because entrance, you know, while entrance to Jannah is granted by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, higher ranks are given according to one's good deeds. So he asked for the acceptance of his deeds on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. And for one whose deeds are rejected, cannot attain a high station in Jannah. And then he requested a high rank in paradise. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted all of this to his companion, subhanallah. So from this, we understand that we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We too can ask our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for faith, for wealth, for children, for honor, paradise and everything. Because indeed and definitely, asking from him, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the practice of the companion, subhanallah. Whatever you lawful wishes and desires you have in life, whatever difficulties you are going through, you are experiencing, call out to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we make this dua. Ya Rasulullah, unzur halana. Ya Habib Allah, isma' qalana. Innana fi bahri hammin mughraqun. Khud yadi sahillana ashkalana. We learn that calling to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the beautiful practices of the noble companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, while we can ask for anything from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and definitely we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the ability to give us what we ask for. Yet, there is one thing to remember, and that is a person, an individual, should know how to ask. And also we must remember that in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that innama ana qasim wallahu yu'ti, that indeed I am the distributor and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider, subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributes the blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should know how to ask. And certainly, you know, we can ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for every goodness of this life and of the hereafter as well. Yet, imagine being in the presence. Just think about this for a moment. Ponder over it and imagine yourself. Imagine being in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, standing right before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then requesting something small and insignificant. Would that seem fitting? When we stand, you know, before such an auspicious personality, what we ask for should also be auspicious. Look at how Sayyidina Rabi'ah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked for such a great bounty. He said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you to make me your neighbor in paradise, subhanallah. You know, all the goodness of this life and the next and the hereafter are given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever we receive in the future will always be because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet we should only, you know, we should hold on. We should only hold one desire in our hearts. And what is that one desire that we should, you know, hold in our hearts? That desire is to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Because the companions alayhi muridwan, they didn't just want to be in Jannah. They request and their only desire was to be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how much they loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of adab and respect they showed towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that they could not even be away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even a moment they would start to feel restless. They would start to feel sad when they would be away from the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we too should learn from this. We also need to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wholeheartedly, not only by saying it with our tongues, but by practicing upon the teachings and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should have this desire, and that is to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. And we should not be compromising on anything less whatsoever. This is the lesson that we learn from the companions alayhim ridwan. Once Umme Umara radiallahu ta'ala anha, she requested, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray for us, make dua for us, that, you know, we are granted proximity to you in Jannah. Subhanallah. Look at her request. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, O Allah, make them my neighbors in paradise. Allahu Akbar. Hearing this, Sayyida Ummi Umara radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, now I am not concerned with what befalls me in this world. Allah, Allah. Look at this mindset. Look at this mentality. That they weren't concerned about the difficulties they are going through. No. They weren't concerned about the tortures they would go through. They weren't concerned about being insulted and humiliated by the kuffar. No, they weren't concerned about none of that. Their only concern was, and their only worry was, that they always wanted to be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world as well as in the hereafter. And this is how we need to set our mindset as well. This is how we also need to be. Because the moment we have this kind of a mindset, where no matter what difficulties I face, no matter what I go through in life, but I am following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am following the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am following the commandments in the Holy Quran. When a person does this, then whatever difficulty comes, whatever affliction comes, whatever trials and tribulations come upon a person, they wouldn't take it so much in them. Why? Because first of all, they would be content and they would still continue to do good deeds. Why? Because of their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us and teaches us in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that none of you can be a true believer until I am more beloved to him than his father, than his children, and all of humanity. This is how our love should be for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the foundation of our iman. This is the criteria of our iman. So we need to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although we say we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we need to put it into practice by following the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this one beautiful narration, a beautiful story regarding a Bedouin. A Bedouin came in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this shows how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us how to ask from him. So this Bedouin comes in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this Bedouin that ask what you wish, O Bedouin, ask what you wish. The companions later explained that they admired this Bedouin's fortune, and you know, they were marveling at the vastness of the offer. And they thought, the companions, alayhim ridwan, they thought that this Bedouin would ask for paradise. Instead, do you know what this Bedouin was asking for? The Bedouin requested that, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would like to have a conveyance. I would like to have a means of transportation, like a camel or a horse. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that you are granted transportation, you are granted a mount, ask for more. Allah, Allah. This Bedouin then said, please give me some equipment for it. You know, like a, for example, a saddle, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is also granted, ask for more. The Bedouin then said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please give me travel provisions as well. Allah, Allah. The companions, the Ashab alayhim ridwan, they expressed their amazement at the Bedouin. And they were wondering at what he continued to ask for. Yet everything he requested was granted to him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that how different is the request of this Bedouin compared to that of the old woman from Bani Israel. And thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated a story, told the story of this old woman from Bani Israel. So in summary, the story is as follows, that when Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet of Allah, Kalimullah, when Musa alayhi salam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lead the Bani Israel out of Egypt, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also instructed him to take the blessed body of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam with them as well. And Yusuf alayhi salam, he had passed away centuries before. And where was he buried? He was buried in the middle of the River Nile. So after so many centuries have passed, no one knew the exact location of his grave, except for this particular old woman. So Musa alayhi salam asked her that, "Oh, old woman, do you know the location of the grave of Yusuf alayhi salam?" She says, "Yes, I do." He says, "Okay, please tell me." She says, "By Allah, I will not disclose it until my request is fulfilled." So Musa alayhi salam asked her that, "What is your request? Tell me your request and it will be granted to you." This wise old woman, subhanallah, she said that, "I ask to be your neighbor in paradise." Musa alayhi salam advised her that, "Just ask for paradise." And she says, "No, by Allah, I will not be satisfied with anything less. I don't just want paradise. I don't just only want Jannah. I want to be your neighbor in paradise." So Musa alayhi salam, he tried to persuade her further, but she was firm in her request. And at that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a wahi, sent a revelation to Musa alayhi salam, saying that, "Oh my Musa, what harm is there for you? Grant her what she asked for. Grant her her wish." And so Musa alayhi salam fulfilled her request and then continued on his journey, taking the blessed body of Yusuf alayhi salam with him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the way to ask. Consider the wisdom of the old woman. How humble her service was, just to inform Musa alayhi salam that the location is at so and so place. Her service was so humble. Yet, look at how grand her request was. Allahu Akbar. So from this narration, we learn two valuable lessons. Number one is that from the actions of the Bedouin companion, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we learn that he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for worldly things. And what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not deny him at all. So this shows that if we have small, you know, everyday desires and needs, we can even ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for them without any hesitation whatsoever. There is absolutely no issue with this. And the second lesson we derive is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wishes for us to be close to him in Jannah. Look at how he granted the Bedouin whatever was requested. And then by narrating the story of the old woman from Bani Israel, encouraged us to request that which she asked for. In fact, in one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, "Can you not be like that old woman of Bani Israel?" Allah, Allah. In other words, the old woman of Bani Israel asked to be close to the prophet of her nation. And that was Musa alayhi salam in paradise. Likewise, whenever the opportunity to ask arises, so we too should ask for nearness to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at these beautiful lessons that we derive. They did not feel shy when it came to asking from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because when any ashiq, when any ummati, when any lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asks from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they do not return empty-handed. No one returns empty-handed from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is what we need to do. We need to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, grant us the neighborhood of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah. Now, Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlvi rahimahullah, he has mentioned, and this is something very important, because we all desire and want to have the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah. So how do we attain that? How do we get that? So he says that merely, you know, just wishing to be, or just having this desire in you to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in paradise is not sufficient. One must take up the means which leads to this. And what is that means? That involves engaging in the best acts of worship and a lot of good deeds. If you want something in this dunya, if you want a high status or a high position in your workplace or in your field or in school or whatever the case may be, you wouldn't just sit back and think, okay, I'm wishing it now and it will happen. It will just come to me because I'm wishing it. No, it doesn't work like that. We have to put in that effort. If a person wants to get 100 out of 100, that means a person has to put in that effort to get 100 out of 100. A person has to study wholeheartedly, sincerely, day and night. Every day the person must study. So everyone, if a person wants to achieve something in this life, we see everyone putting in that effort to achieve that. So how do we now attain the station in which we gain the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah? So let us look at that first narration regarding Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he asked to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him an advice. What was that advice? That advice was that, oh Rabi'ah, perform abundant prostration. So from this we understand that performing a lot of prostration is a practice that brings us closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah. Subhanallah, how easy is this? So to achieve this, if we have to ponder over this here, right? Our five times daily salah. We have five times daily salah, right? Including our obligatory, the sunnahs, and the nawafil, right? So we can offer all our five times daily salah, including our sunnahs, including our nawafil, including our fara'id, including our witr as well, all of it. And this would total up to 48 rak'ats in total, right? So now with two sajdas in each rak'at, that becomes how many? That would become 96 prostrations, 96 sajdas. Now if we add two rak'at of tahajjud, right, that brings it to now 100 prostrations. And if we add a minimum of 4 rak'ats for Ishraq and Salatul Duha. These are Nawafil Salahs. If we add it, then now the total will be 108 prostrations. And if we add the 6 rak'ats of Awwabin, of Salatul Awwabin, which is read after Maghrib Salah, also Nafil Salah, now it will total up and add up to 120 sajdas. If we further add 2 rak'ats of Salatul Tawbah along with Tahiyyatul Wudu and Tahiyyatul Masjid, so now it brings a total of 132 prostrations. Subhanallah, that was one, right? If we look further, there are 14 verses of sajda in the Holy Quran. And prostrating for each one after reciting them is an excellent wazifa, a litany for the fulfillment of both this world and our hereafter needs. And you know, it only takes about 10 to 12 minutes to perform these 14 sajdas. And now that bringing the total number of prostrations of sajdas, which are easily achievable within a single day, to 146 prostrations. In one day, 146. Subhanallah, what a simple practice. By making it a habit to perform abundant prostrations, what will we gain? We will gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the honor of being Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's neighbor in paradise. Subhanallah. Look at this beautiful advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling his beloved companion that increase your salah. Increase your sujood. How do we increase our sujood? By performing our 5 times daily salah. This is our way. This is one of the ways we can achieve the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But nowadays, how many of us are really performing our 5 times daily salah with sincerity, with humility, with humbleness? We hear the muaddin saying, Hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. Come to success, come to success. And we are looking for success elsewhere. We are looking for success in wealth. We are looking for success in money. We are looking for success in a wealthy person. So many different avenues we look in for success. And what did it do in return? It gave us nothing back in return. But the one place where we are guaranteed success, that is where we don't want to go. And that is in our salah. Salah is light. Salah is success. You want success in this world and the hereafter? Perform your salah. You're going through difficulties. You're going through anxiety, through worries. You want to get rid of them. Perform your salah, because salah, it purifies you. In one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if a person had to dive into a river 5 times a day, would there be any filth on him? Would there be any dirt on him? The companion alayhi ridwan, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there would be no dirt on him. There would be no filth on him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, like that, performing 5 times daily salah, it purifies you and wipes your sins. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let us increase our sujood by performing more and more salah, more and more nawafil salah, more and more of our salah, because this, it attains us and earns us to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was number one. And number two, the second point is that taking care of your daughters, raising daughters in a good way. Because raising daughters, you know, with care and kindness, it is so highly encouraged in Islam that it is mentioned, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has 3 daughters and fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their matter, raising them well, I and he will be like this in paradise. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then joined two of his fingers to display this. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now explaining this beautiful hadith and narration, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he explains and he says that generally, people place worldly hopes in their sons and expecting them to care for them in their old age and also to provide for the family. And such hopes are not typically placed on daughters, which is why raising daughters with patience and care is especially rewarding. Such great reward for this. And this reward applies to sisters as well as daughters. And Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he further states that happily raising two girls, whether they are one's own daughters, sisters, or orphans, is a means of closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. On that day, the one who attains this proximity, this closeness towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person attained everything. Subhanallah. Look at this way for us. We want the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to be the neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. Subhanallah, for those who are blessed with daughters, this is an opportunity for you to raise them well, because a daughter is like a ticket to paradise. Yes, children, we have to understand, right? The children are such a huge blessing. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person a daughter, that is his gift. And if he grants a person a son, that too is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make it your intention to raise your children well. And especially if one is blessed with a daughter, so raise her with love. You know, teach her about deen. Teach her how to recite the Holy Quran. Because, you know, many people consider sons to be support for their old age, which is a positive hope. But whether a son will indeed become that assistance is ultimately a matter of fate. But however, now consider a daughter as if she were a ticket to paradise. Subhanallah. Look at the status of women in Islam. That daughters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them to a person as a gift. Subhanallah. And when she becomes a wife, then she becomes, as mentioned in the narration, that the greatest wealth after iman is to have a pious wife. Subhanallah. Look at the honor and the respect for a wife. And when she becomes a mother, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that Jannah lies under the feet of your mother. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, these were only two ways so far that we have discussed in which it will earn us to be in the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, inshaAllah. Now we have a very beautiful kalam. So let us go forward and listen to this beautiful kalam to increase our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this kalam is Mawla Tu Bakshde, recited very beautifully by our beloved Mahmood Attari hafidhahullah ta'ala. So stay tuned and we will be right back inshaAllah. Azza wa jal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Behad zaleel o khar hu, Mawla tu bakhsh de. Behad zaleel o khar hu, Mawla tu bakhsh de. Ya Rabbi. شرم سار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے، یا رب میں شرم سار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے، میں آج بے قرار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے، اسی آنکھ زیر بار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے، مغموم و دل فگار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے، شرمندہ کردگار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے، زار ہوں نزار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے، میں زار ہوں نزار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے، میں نے بھلا دیا مجھے، مرنا ایک دن، مر کر اندھیری قبر میں جانا ایک دن، اعمال کا حساب بھی دینا ایک دن، ہاں پل صراط سے بھی گزرنا ایک دن، مجرم گنہگار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے، مجرم گنہگار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے، کوئی نہ دیکھ لے یہی دھڑکا مجھے لگا، تو دیکھتا رہا مجھے، احساس نہ رہا، میں بد لحاظ عفو پہ بھولا رہا صدا، بے شرم بن گیا مجھے، آئی نہ کچھ حیا، میں وہ سیاہ کار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے، میں وہ سیاہ کار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے، اقرار ہے مجھے میرے مولا، میں ہوں لئیم، مایوس پر نہیں تیری رحمت سے اے رحیم، خالی نہ بھیج در سے تیرے اے میرے کریم میرے گناہ بھی بخش تیری شان غیر عظیم میں بھی امیدوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں بھی امیدوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے بے حد ذلیل و خوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے یا رب میں شرمسار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. What a beautiful کلام, what a beautiful plea in the court of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. Dear viewers of Madani channel, to reunite us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to reunite us with Madinatul Munawwara, to take us to Madinatul Munawwara time and time again, inshaAllah azza wa jal, ameen ya rabbal alameen. So coming back to our topic of discussion, so far we have discussed, the first one was performing lots of salah is one way to gain the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. And the second point that we have discussed was to raise your daughters well according to the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now the third point, the third way is to raise an orphan. Yes, because that would also earn us the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Because in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that whoever takes care of three orphans is like he who spends his nights in worship, his days in fasting, and fights in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. He and I will be together in paradise like these two fingers, subhanallah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined his index finger and middle fingers together, subhanallah. What an honor this is, that you know, care for the orphans. And inshallah, due to the barakah of that, you would be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. You know, if we have to look around us, and if we have to pay close attention, we may even find orphans within our extended families. Yes, our family members, our neighborhood. So why don't we take responsibility for the expenses of one orphan, or two, or three, or however many you can afford, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you the means to do so. Cover their monthly expenses, provide clothes for them, shoes for them, and help them with some shopping on the day of Eid and other occasions. This will bring barakah. For example, look at this very beautiful story in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking towards the Eidgah. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking towards the Eidgah, there are so many children playing around, and there was one child who was sitting in one corner, and his clothes were torn, were tattered, and he was sitting there just crying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to him and asks him that, "Oh young boy, oh young child, why are you crying? Why are you crying so much? Tell me the reason for it." So he says that, "All these children, they are so happy, they're wearing nice clothes, nice perfume, and they're holding their father's hands, they're walking towards the Eidgah. But when it comes to me, I don't have that. I don't have nice clothes, I don't have nice shoes, I don't have nice perfumes. I don't have my father here with me to hold my hand and take me towards the Idgah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam picked him up, hugged him until he stopped crying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took him home, gave him a bath, gave him new clothes, combed his hair, put perfume for him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam lifted him up on his blessed shoulders, carried him on his shoulders and walking with him towards the Idgah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells him that, oh young boy, would you be happy if I be your father? And if Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha be your mother? Would you be happy if Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu be your uncle? If Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma be your brothers? And Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha be your sister? The moment this young boy heard all of this, he understood that this is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He became so happy. So look at how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam took care of the orphans. And this is what we need to do. We want to attain the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah. Take care of an orphan. Raise your daughters well. Perform extra nawafil salah. Perform your 5 daily salah. Fulfill and follow the sunnahs and teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And most importantly, continue sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And time is always of the essence. We have now reached the end of our program today. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal bless each and every one of you. And we will be back with another very beautiful topic of discussion, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.